Jeremiah chapter 32. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah king of Judah, that is, the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. It was then that the forces of the king of Babylon were besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was confined in the courtyard of the prison which belonged to the king of Judah's house, because Zedekiah king of Judah had imprisoned him, saying, "Why do you prophesy, saying, 'This is what the Lord says, I am about to deliver this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it, and Zedekiah king of Judah shall not escape from the hand of the Chaldeans, but he will certainly be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will speak face to face, and they will see each other's eyes, and he will lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and that is where he will be until I visit him, says the Lord. If you fight the Chaldeans, you will not succeed." Then Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me and said, 'Look, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, is coming to you to say, buy my field, which is in Anathoth, for you have the right of redemption to buy it.' And Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me, according to the word of the Lord, to the prison courtyard, and he said to me, 'Please buy my field, which is in Anathoth, which is in the land of Benjamin, for you have the right of inheritance, and you have the right of redemption. Buy it for yourself.' And I knew that it was the word of the Lord. So I bought the field from Hanamel, my uncle's son, who was in Anathoth, and I weighed the money out to him. 17 shekels was the weight of silver. And I signed the deeds and put my seal on them, and I had witnesses witness it, and I weighed out the silver in a balance. And I took the deeds of the purchase, those which were sealed according to the regulation and the statutes, and those which were public, and I gave the purchase deeds to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamel, my cousin, and in the sight of the witnesses who wrote in the purchase deed, in the sight of all the Jews who sat in the prison courtyard. And I gave instruction to Baruch in their sight, and said, 'This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Take these deeds, the deeds of this purchase and what is sealed, and this public document, and put them in an earthenware container so that they will keep for many days. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Houses and fields and vineyards will yet be acquired in this land.' Then I prayed to the Lord, after I had given the purchase deeds to Baruch the son of Neriah, and I said, 'Alas, my Lord the Lord, look, you made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you, as you show kindness to thousands, and you requite the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their sons after them. The great mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. You are great in counsel and mighty in deed, whose eyes are alert to all the ways of the sons of Adam, to render to a man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his works. You who have been performing signs and wonders in the land of Egypt up to this day, both in Israel and among mankind, and you make yourself a name as it is on this day. And you brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with signs and with miracles and with a strong hand, and with an outstretched arm and with great awe. And you gave them this land which you promised their fathers that you would give it to them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came, and they inherited it, but they did not heed your voice, and they did not walk in your laws. They did not do everything which you commanded them to do, and you caused all this trouble to happen to them. Look, ramparts have come up to the city to capture it, and the city is being delivered into the hand of the Chaldeans who are fighting against it, as it contends in the face of the sword and famine and disease. And what you said has come about, and look, you see it. And you have said to me, my Lord the Lord, 'Buy yourself the field for silver, and have witnesses witness it,' and the city has been delivered into the hands of the Chaldeans." And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, "Behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? So this is what the Lord says, I am about to deliver this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he will capture it. And the Chaldeans who are fighting against this city will come, and they will set this city on fire, and they will burn it, including the houses on whose roofs they have burned incense to Baal, and where they have poured libations to other gods, so as to provoke me to anger. For the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah would do nothing but what is wrong in my sight from their youth on. For the sons of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, says the Lord. For this city has been to me a cause of my anger and my fury from the day when they built it up to this day, a cause for me to remove it from my sight, because of all the evil of the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah who have acted to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their officials, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and those living in Jerusalem, and they turned their back to me and not the face, although I taught them, rising early and teaching, but they did not listen to receive correction. And they put their abominations in the house at which my name is called on, so as to profane it. And they built the idolatrous raised sites to Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to make their sons and their daughters pass through fire to Molech, which I did not command them, and which did not arise in my heart, to commit this abomination, so as to cause Judah to sin. And now, therefore, this is what the Lord God of Israel says to this city, which you are saying will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, by the sword and famine and disease. I am going to gather them out of all the countries to which I have driven them out, in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them back to this place, and I will settle them in security. And they will be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, to fear me all the time, for their welfare and for that of their sons after them. And I will make an age-abiding covenant for them, whereby I will not turn away from being behind them, for me to do good to them, and I will put fear of me in their heart, so that they do not depart from me. And I will rejoice over them in doing them good, and I will plant them in this land firmly with all my heart and with all my soul. For this is what the Lord says, just as I brought all this great trouble on this people, so I am going to bring all this good on them, which I am declaring to them. And a field will be bought in this land, of which you say, it is a desolation, without man or beast, it has been delivered into the hand of the Chaldeans. They will buy fields for silver, and write in the deeds, and seal it, and have witnesses witness it, in the land of Benjamin, and in the surrounding areas of Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities in the mountain range, and in the cities of the lowlands, and in the cities of the south. For I will reverse their captivity, says the Lord.